Billowy trip in the world, as over a blue sea, and Dean's face was suffused with an unnatural glow that was like gold, as he told us to understand the springs of the car now for the first time and dig the ride. Up and down we bounced, and even Victor understood and laughed. Then he pointed left to show which way to go for the girls, and Dean, looking left, with indescribable delight in leaning that way, pulled the wheel around and rolled us smoothly and surely to the goal. Meanwhile, listening to Victor's attempt to speak and saying grandly and malinquently, "Yes, of course, there's not a doubt in my mind. Decidedly, man, oh indeed. Why, pish posh, you say the dearest things to me. Of course, yes. Please go on." To this, Victor talked gravely and with magnificent Spanish eloquence. For a mad moment, I thought Dean was understanding everything he said by sheer wild insight and sudden revelatory genius, inconceivably inspired by his glowing happiness. In that moment, too, He looked so exactly like Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Some delusion in my flaming eyes and floating brain that I drew up in my seat and gasped with amazement. In myriad pricklings of heavenly radiation, I had to struggle to see Dean's figure, and he looked like God. Born into this world, we're thrown like a dog without a bone and an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, 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 riders.